we're out here in the jungle. We're just cooking with wood, so we're sorry some wood taste came in the Khitri today. So.
Chocolate taste.
We're just out here in the jungle, so whatever we can do, we're trying to our best to serve the Vaishnavas, but somehow something's always... Every endeavor is covered with some fault, just like in this fire, there's always some smoke. So, so some smoke came in the Khitri today. So now we'll sing a nice song. Program will be like this. We'll have some nice bhajan and katha. Then we'll have artik for Brinda Devi. Then soon all of the sadhus from Nandagam will come. So we'll feed all of the sadhus from Nandagam. Then all of the devotees will sit down, take nice feast. Then hundreds of villagers will come, so you'll get opportunity to do food for life here in Brindakund. For all the villagers.
Serve the sadhus, serve the brijavasi.
The sadhus will serve. We have our special crew for serving because you may do something that will make them angry.
Maybe there is a lila, no?
So we have a special, who knows how to serve. You thought you knew how to serve, but you don't.
No, we don't. We have come here to learn.
You come with your spoon and just smash it on the plate. Somebody's eating off that plate, you smash that plate, you're taking the contamination from place to place. You put the bucket on the ground, everybody's eating. You do something wrong and they become upset with me.
Upset.
We have our crew. So for feeding the villagers, no problem. Everybody can serve. But sadhus, you just please, we have our crew to do this service so that they're happy and we're happy and everybody's happy. So you don't mind. So this is nice bhajan. That whenever I'm outside of Braj, I like to sing this bhajan just to remember Braj. But when we can sit at a very beautiful, peaceful place like Brindakun and sing this bhajan, oh yeah, those are the nice cartels. But we can sit in a nice, beautiful place, just like other night, we were 1,500 devotees. We were sitting at Prem Sarovar, and just half moon, just like tonight was almost full. Just two or three more days, then full moon will come. So we were with Radha Swami, must have been Gopastami day. We were sitting at Prem Sarovar, half moon was there, reflecting nicely on the water like this, and all the ghats were filled up with Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. We were with Maharaj on the end of one of the, I don't know what else to call them except peers. I don't know what else you would call them. We have some word in Hindi, but burja. But we were right in the end of the burja. All the ghats were filled with people and we were singing this song. So there's, outside of Vrindavan, there's special ecstasy singing this song, and inside Vrindavan in some nice, wonderful place like Brindakun singing the special ecstasy. And now you've been here in Braj, most of you, for practically the whole month of Damodar, going here and there, seeing all these wonderful places of Braj. So now when you go back to your different places of preaching, you'll sing this song, and then just like Jai Vijay slideshow, this will come in your heart slideshow. Ping, ping, all these places will come. Ping, ping, ping. So we have a nice Dolak player. Chotu. All right.
Jayo Radhe, Jayo Krishna. Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna.
Thank you.
Sri Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dhamma Ki
Jai.
Sri Vrindadevi Maharani Ki
Jai.
So first of all, we want to welcome all of you. You might want to move up, who's in the back, to this very beautiful, peaceful place, Vrindakund. For the annual Vrindadevi festival. Because these last 5 days of Kartik are very special. Somebody says on Ekadasi Vrindadevi appeared, somebody says on Purnima, somebody says on Ekadasi Shalagram and Tulsi wedding, somebody says Purnima. All these 5 days are connected with Vrindadevi and Tulsi. So Baba Madhav Das, who tried to, first attempted to save this place, he always did this festival on this day we know as Gorkishore Das Babaji's disappearance day. We have all night kirtan and next day we have nice feast. This is going on for many, many, many years, this festival like this. Because this, one time this Baba came to me and he told me, I have this very nice place, Vrindakund. Little temple is there. Somehow I saved it. This was just going to be plowed under into a wheat field. This is going to fill the kund up and plow it into a wheat field. I saved this place and built a little temple, established Vrindadevi Didi. But now I have cancer. I'm going back to home, back to Godhead. Somebody has to take care of this place. And Baba had been to many different people asking them to take care of this place after he left. And I found out that it's not just an ISKCON mantra, it's a universal mantra. Whenever you go to your GBC or your temple president or whatever, and you have a brand new idea, preaching plan, some new program, the first thing they say is, no men, no money. Isn't it? It's the first thing they say, no men, no money. This is not just ISKCON mantra, this is universal mantra. Sarvabhoum. Because he went to so many people asking him to take care of this place, even went outside of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Because Tulsi is worshipped by all the Vaishnava Sampradayas. And everybody said same thing, no men, no money. Then there was one, Shyam Sundar Baba, who you see just expired about a year and a half before here. Very nice Gaudiya Vaishnava. He said, you go to ISKCON. They will be able to protect this place and serve Vrindadevi very nicely. So one day Baba came to see me and he started talking about this place, and then I realized that I had actually never seen this place. This two-story building you can see from the road. I just used to, from the road, whenever we would come on this side, I would point, oh, you see that building across the fields, that is Vrindadevi's place. But I had never been here, actually. So I said, come on, Baba. That time I was had the great fortune of being the temple president of ISKCON Vrindavan. Yeah. I think that's where I got all these gray hairs from. You see the pictures before and after. So we jumped in temple car, we came here. That was just the beginning of summer season. Sun was just a golden ball on the western horizon over here behind Guptakund. But just evening, just before the sunset, all the birds were making their beautiful noises. Because in the midday it's too hot, they become quiet. In the morning, in the afternoons, then they make so many noises. And of course now in this winter season, we don't even hear the peacocks even. All the birds except for these parrots, they're always busy twittering away. All 12 months they twitter away, but everybody else becomes quiet. Did you hear peacock? Those who came early in October, still we were hearing. But once November started, they all... We won't hear till springtime. Unless something startles them somehow or another. But all the birds were making their beautiful sounds, and it was a very peaceful place. And we saw a very beautiful deity of Brindadevi in a tiny little temple just under, this is, in local language, we call it Chokra tree. In Sanskrit, it's called Sami Vriksh, Sami tree. Prabhupada explains in purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, this Sami wood is used for yajna. It's like there's five trees, I can't remember, one is mango, the Sami Vriksh, maybe Maharaj knows
it. One maybe Bakul, one is
Bakul.
Amlaki.
Huh?
Amlaki. Amla.
Amla. Anyway, there's five trees that we use wood for. Now you know in West your yogis are not bona fide. You just get the old, whatever you brought the eggplant or the bananas in from the market, you just tore up that wood. I even heard one time in Brazil, a very poor temple, so they use coconut oil instead of ghee even. Anyway, he had this tiny, just simple brick and plaster temple underneath this chokra tree. Ancient chokra tree. You see this neem tree here, just behind it, you see where the flags are going into that little tree. This is child of this big tree over here. I've been watching him for the last 10 years. This is 10 years growth. Now you see that tree back there, this big around. You can't even get your arms around. So nobody can know how old this old tree is. Even from Delhi, one from some botanical institute of some sort or another, somebody came and he was shocked. He never saw chokra tree so big like this, old one. And temple was right there in that place. And as I stayed here sometimes, I began to understand why Baba put it in that place. Because I noticed, because in Bhakti Ratnakar it says, just see on the eastern side of Dandeshwar Parvat, the place where Vrindadevi eternally resides and organizes all of the pastimes of Braj. So we see sun has come on this side, this must be east. So this is west. If you're sitting in front of that chokra tree, you're just in that middle arch of the temple there, on the 21st of March or the 21st of September, you will see the sun rise directly behind the temple towers. First, the sky will become very pink like the bottoms of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Then the whole sky becomes golden like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then this beautiful orange golden ball comes up right directly behind the temple towers. And now this season he's coming, now we can't even see, he's coming up behind this two-story building. If you're sitting there, you can't see the sunrise. And in summertime, then he goes way over that way, coming up over Pavansarovar. We hear about sun going in northern, eastern route, path. But we live in big, big cities. People in downtown New York and Manhattan, sun rises at 11:30 and sets at 1:30. So we never see, but if you stay here, you can watch. It moves quite a big distance.
Like
right here, it would probably be from there to over behind this bathroom somewhere. You're sitting here. Big distance he moves. So we're exactly on the western side of Nandeshwar Parvat. Because this Dandagam Hill, he's known as Nandeshwar Parvat. Lord Shiva, he performed many, many thousands of years of penances and austerities. And Lord appeared and said, what do you want? He said, I know that end of Dwapar Yug, you'll perform your leelas in Braj. Somehow or other, I want to be able to see those leelas. If I could just become a hill or a stone, then he thought, I'm asking too much. If I can just become a little grain of dust in that Braj to see these leelas. And Lord said, why a dust? You become a hill. My father will build his temple, his palace on top of your hill. So he became this hill, Nandeshwar Parvat. In fact, our Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has a very beautiful book called Braj Riti Chintamani. You know Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, huh? What song he wrote we sing every morning? Somebody sang samsara prayers. Samsara means this blazing fire of material existence. We don't want to pray to the blazing fire of material existence. We want to pray to Guru to free us from this blazing fire of material existence. This is Guru Vastakam, eight prayers glorifying the spiritual master. Not samsara prayers. We don't want to pray to samsara. Also. So he says there, Tata Chirubutam Parashobam Nandi Saram Sadhu Gadavaranti Nandi Saram Yam Tadiri Rupam Sri Nanda Raja Laya Rajamanam. So he's talking about Vrindavan. He says, when he says Tat, he's referring back to that Vrindavan. He says, of that Vrindavan, Shirubhutam, the crown jewel, is this Nandeshwar Parvat. Like previously, Govardhan has been described as the Tilak of Braj. Govardhan is the Tilak of Braj. So this is the crown of Braj. And not that Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling by himself. He says, Sadhu Ganavananti. Nandisranam Sadhu Ganavananti. All the Sadhugan, all the Sadhus are telling. This is the crown of Braj. Nandisaram Yamta Didi, it is the self-same form of Nandeshwar Mahadev. It is incarnation of Lord Shiva. Srinanda Raja Laya Rajamanam. So those of you who've been in India for a while, those who know Hindi, you know Karyalai. You heard this word Karyalai? Karya, where Karya work is going on, office. Here he says Rajalai. Now you just imagine, what is Rajalai? Palace. Srinanda Rajalai Rajamanam Wahambi Rajmane. It is resting. The palace of Nanda Maharaj is resting on top of this hill. From here we can see, from temple we'll see. So we're lying just on the western side. Bhakti Ratnakar's just see on the western side where Vrindadevi stays and arranges all of the leelas of Braj. Because this whole Vrindavan is named after Vrindadevi. Vrindavan. Vrindadevi's van. She has surrendered at the lotus feet of Vrindavaneswari, Srimati Radharani. And Radharani has again appointed Vrindadevi as the goddess, the protectress of the forest of Vrindavan. But Vrindavan. Van means forest. Now, unfortunately, we see they cut all the tree and make griha, house. So that little town there has no longer become Vrindavan, it's become Vrihavrind. It's become Grihavrind. Well, actually, Vana means forest, Vrindavan. And Prabhupada explains that forest, the forest of Vrindavan, that is town of Vrindavan, forest stretches 32 miles all the way up here to Nandagama, including Barsana and Govardhan. This big forest. So Vrindadevi is the goddess of the forest of Braj. And she expands herself as all of the Tulsi Devis in order to render service to Krishna. Just like all the Lakshmis are expansions of Srimati Radhika, so all the Tulsis are expansion of Vrindadevi. But original form as the goddess of the forest of Braj. Like people always say, tell me the story about Tulsi and Jalandhar. That's Puranic story for... That's for, you have to go to Jalandhar and Punjab and hear that story. We only want to hear about Braj stories here. So. And also because you'll see in Vrindavan so many Tulsis are growing. Just see, we planted a few Tulsis and now whole forest has come. And one of the reasons that Tulsi is another name is Vrinda, because you know, just like Bhakta Vrind, you heard Bhakta Vrind, now we're talking about Sadhu Vrind. Vrinda means group. You'll never see Tulsi growing alone. As soon as one Tulsi is there, many, many Tulsis. Oh, Vrinda will come. And because she's feminine, then we say Vrinda. Long A, Vrinda. So in her form as Vrinda, she's in charge of all the leelas of Braj. Just like every morning we sing one Tulsi Kirtan. But there's another one, sometimes we sing a few little lines from that Kirtan, huh? Tulsi Maharani Vrinde Maharani Namo Namo. Sometimes we sing two little lines. But in that Tulsi Kirtan it says, Chapan Bhog and Shatis Vyanjan. Even if you offer 56 preparations and 37 savories. Just by hearing about it, you all became hungry, huh? We just gave you some burned khichdi, so now you're very hungry, huh? So, but that says, if no Tulsi leaf is there, Lord doesn't even look at it, what to speak of tasting. You all became hungry by hearing, but Lord doesn't even look if no Tulsi leaf is there. You may make so opulent, but no Tulsi leaf, Lord doesn't even see. Same way in Braj, no leela is going on without the hand of Vrindadevi. Every morning, Purnamasi comes here with her granddaughter Nandimukhi. Purnamasi is, she's Yogmaya. And as Purnamasi, she's the mother of Sandipani Muni, just like we just came from Ujjain Kumbh Mela, where Sandipani Muni's ashram is there. So she's mother. And Maru Mangal and Nandimukhi, they're grandchildren. So she comes here with Nandimukhi and she sits down here with Vrindadevi and they plan out what will be the leelas in Braj today. All the planning is going on in this place. So just imagine where you're sitting. You're sitting in the Braj Leela Planning Commission. Most important place of Braj.
Municipality.
Sometimes Nanda Nandan comes over, he gives his suggestion what the Leela should be today. Now this mist is there, you can't see, but just over these trees you can see Barsana when there's no mist. So sometime Radharani sneaks over here, she gives also some suggestion what leelas will be, but it is all planned. This is the place where it is all planned out. It's like she made some special leela today. No bus will be available at 6:30 and somehow she, first day fog. Even if you came at 6:30, you couldn't have gotten here any earlier. It would have taken the same amount of time. this first day we saw fog. Some special Leela she made today. So the bus came at 8:30. Even we can't find bus, this is also a problem.
Also, we couldn't find taxi, then last minute one showed up at Govardhan. All taxis in Govardhan finished.
So some special Leela was there today. So they plan out. And then Brindadevi, she keeps little godowns, little warehouses all over Braj. This must be an English term. I don't know if we don't use godown in America.
No.
Cellar. Cellar, yeah. You know, because you have to go down to the cellar.
So
go
basement.
Down.
Store.
Basement.
Store.
Store. So she keeps little godowns, little warehouses all over Braj with the whatever paraphernalia is needed for the Leela that day. Just like now it's getting very cold in the morning.
Huh?
All those who stayed overnight here, they are very afraid in the morning today. Although somehow, the water that comes from pump, you'll be surprised. Somebody asked me one time, how did you put water cooler in the ground? They came here in summertime and it's coming out like fridge pani from the ground. So cooling. Huh? And now you come early in the morning and you take baths, you pump that water, and you'll see steam is coming off. And you pour it, it is like, if the skin could taste, it is delicious. Isn't it? The pump water is delicious on the skin. So nice. The special mystic power of Krishna, that water that comes out of the ground, it's free, it's cold in the summertime and very warm in the wintertime. But the river water and the Kun water is very cold, and this is just beginning. In a couple of more months, it will be Magh. December, January is Magh. Very cold. And every day in the month of Magh, Srimati Radharani, just over here a little ways, is Javat. She's going down to the bank of the Jamuna in that cold month of Magh early in the morning to take her bath. And her sister-in-law, Kutila. You just try to understand. Maybe if you stayed in Vrindavan for a little while, you saw the sadhu with his hair all twisted and turned and, you know, mixed with tree sap and mud like this. This is called Jata. So now you can understand Jatila. Her brain also all twisted. Now I got shocked. I went to the Polish Woodstock, because now I'm telling, all twisted and turned with tree sap, and all the girls are going like this, you know. But I saw even girl is there in this Woodstock festival in Poland with twisted and turned and like, what do you call, dreadlocks or something. Huh? I see, not but boy, but I was seeing girl. I've been in Braj too long. I got big shock. Even in sweet little place like Poland. And Kutila, mother-in-law Jati, Kutila, just like we know in Bhagavatam, one verse is there, Yajanti hi su medasa, who has su good intelligence, they will do this Sankirtan Jagya. The other is ku. Ku means crooked. Ku meda. Ku means crooked intelligence. They won't take advantage of it. So Kutila, her brain also crooked, like Jatila. So she thought, my sister-in-law, Srimati Radharani, she's so soft, so delicate, so sweet, so incredibly delicate. How can she possibly be going every morning in this cold month of Magh to take a cold bath in the water of the Jamuna? How is it possible she can tolerate it? I wonder what's really going on. So she wandered over here to Nandagam and she asked some Nandagam Basi, what is the news of the Prince of Braj today? And they said, oh, our Prince of Braj, very religiously every day he's going to take his bath in the cold water of the Jamuna in this cold month of Magh. Oh, really? I wonder what types of religious performances they're doing, actually. So Kutila wandered on down the banks of the Jamuna to find out what's really going on. And as she approached the beautiful flower Kunj, Tulsi Manjari was there posted as guard, and she saw Kutila coming and she ran into the flower bower where the festival of Cupid was taking place, and all the Sakis and Manjaris were merged in an ocean of bliss, and she said, "Bo, Bo, Devis, I bring a message. This is a thunderbolt for the flower festival of Cupid that is going on here." And everybody said, "Huh?" Ketchup? So... He said, Kutila is wandering at this time right down the bank of the Jamuna. She's headed in this direction. She's almost here right now. And everybody went, "Oh no." And Radharani went, "Oh no." And Shyamasundar said, "Don't worry about a thing. I will go to Brindadevi. And I will ask her to bring me outfit just like Abhimanyu. And I will cut her off before she reaches here. And then I'm going to take this pastime to higher and higher heights of bliss." So he ran to Brindadevi. He said, "Quick, get me an outfit like Abhimanyu." And Brindadevi unlocked one of her little go-down. She took out an outfit. She dressed up Thakurji just like Abhimanyu. You cannot tell the difference. She's very expert, Brindadevi. So then he met his sister walking along the path. He says, "Oh, my dear brother, what are you doing here so on the bank of the Jamuna so early?" "Well, I was training one of my new bulls to plow, and he broke the plow and he ran away, and I can't find him anywhere. And I've been looking all over. What are you doing here?" "My stupid brother, you never listen to me. But I have seen every morning your sweet, soft, so delicate, exquisitely delicate wife. She's going to take her bath in the Jamuna every morning. Do you think she can possibly tolerate taking baths so early in the morning in the Jamuna in this cold season?" And I went to Nandagam and they told me, "Oh, the Prince of Braj is very religious, taking his bath in the Jamuna every morning." My stupid brother, you can't figure out what's going on? Abhimanyu said, "That I lost my new bull, that is really bothering my heart, but that was already bothering my heart. But this news is really bothering my heart. I'll tell you what to do. You go ahead and see if you find them together. And if you find them together, you come back and get me, and I will come and look through the bushes, and I will watch their vulgar activities from the bushes. And if you don't find them, then you come back and tell me, and I will think of what to do next." So Kutila wanders on down to the beautiful flower kunj, and she comes walking into the flower kunj, and she sees Radharani and all the Sakis there. And Lalita says, "Oh, Kutila, what brings you down to the bank of the Jamuna so early in the morning?" So, "Well, I've come to learn about your religious activities." "Well, tell us what you've learned. We want to hear from your own mouth." "Well, there's no need for me to say a thing, because the scent of Hari in this place tells the whole story." Now, Hari, just like we sing Tom Jaya's, "Dayanara Hari, Dayanara Nar," man, Hari, lion. Hari also means lion. So Lalita and Visakha say, "Oh, Kutila, you smell a lion nearby? Oh, you've saved us. We're just poor, innocent young girls in the forest alone. And a lion is nearby? Oh, thank you so much." And Kuchita says, don't be so smart. Just open up this door of the flower kunj and show me who's inside. But how can we open up the door of somebody else's? This must be some demigod or some Gandharva must have built this house. How we can open up somebody else's door? Oh, you never open up anyone else's door, is it? But I've heard you're very expert in getting other people to open other people's doors. In fact, I've heard you're the self-effulgent acharya in this heart. And with that, she wanders up, she walks up to the flower kunj, and she just kicks down the door, and inside, on a bed of beautiful jasmine flowers, she sees Radharani's pearl necklace and Krishna's flower Vaijanti mala twisted, lying there, her necklace broken and Krishna's garland broken and twisted together. She immediately comes running out and says, just see! Here is my sister-in-law's pearl necklace and that rascal, that lumpet and cuppet, rascal ravisher of young women, debauchee. This is his flower garland and I found them twined together on a bed of lust. Radharani says, you don't frighten me at all because these things don't belong to me. We have nothing to do with these things. Well, I'm going to go tell Mother Jatila and show her these things. And Radharani says, you can go wherever your fickle mind wants to take you. I don't care. Because it doesn't bother. It doesn't frighten me. These things don't belong to me. So it's nothing to do with me. It's nothing, you know. You do whatever you want. And Radharani begins to move her eyebrows up and down like this and talk very boldly and shake her finger. And all the sakis are moving their eyebrows and shaking their fingers. And Kutila sees she's surrounded by all these bold gopis moving their eyebrows and shaking their fingers. And she says, you'll see, you'll see. And she runs out of the kunj. Back to where her brother, so-called brother, is sitting. My stupid brother, you never believe me, but look what I found. Your wife's pearl necklace entwined with that rascal lumpet and cuppet Sri Krishna's flower garland. And I found it on a bed of lust. You stupid brother, you never listened to me. Oh, Kutila, this is horrible. We simply have to stop this thing. This is becoming an embarrassment to our family name. You give me this evidence. I will take it to King Kamsa and show him. And he will come here with 100 cavalry, 100 foot soldiers and 10 cavalrymen and arrest this rascal and his father and throw them in jail. So who's got the evidence? He said, better yet. All right. 2 minutes. He said, better yet, I will go to Govardhan Mala and tell him that this is his wife Chandravali's pearl necklace. And have him complain. Why should we have this scandal come on our family name? I will tell Govardhan Mala, we will go there. So then, he runs off with the evidence. He tells Kutila, you go home and wait for me. So then, slowly, slowly, he makes his way to Javat. And when he comes, he tells his mother and sister that I have just been to the king, and he's coming with 100 foot soldiers and 10 cavalrymen to arrest this rascal. But on the way, I've heard the most terrible news. That rascal has dressed up just like me and he's on his way here right now. So you go up on the roof with big gober balls and sticks and wait for him. And I will lock Radharani downstairs in the room because if she even gets a scent of that fellow, she won't be able to control herself. So I will stay with her locked up in the room downstairs. You go 2 stories up on the roof. All right, I'll be 2 minutes. So then the real Abhimanyu comes. And Jatila throws a big gober ball filled with stones. You don't know gober. Gober means cow dung. Just misses. Abhimanyu just ducks in time. It says, Mother, what are you doing? It's me, your son, Abhimanyu. You rascal. You dare to come here? But I'm your son, Abhimanyu. We know who you really are, you nonsense. And they throw it, and Kutila throws another gopher ball, pow, right in the face. He said, but it's me, your brother, Abhimanyu. We know who you really are. And they just began cursing and swearing in the most terrible. You're lucky you don't know Hindi. Otherwise, you'd hear what the Brijbasis talk between each other. What they say out of love to each other. In other part of India, you'll have a big fight. You're lucky, those who don't know Hindi, you don't know what they're saying. But the most filthy language, they just, oh, he says, oh, my brother, mother and sister have become possessed by ghosts, and he runs off, pow, to find an exorcist. So like that, Vrindadevi, she keeps these little go-downs for whatever's necessary for the leelas in Braj. So this is Vrindakun, this is your place, you come here, nobody will come up and bother you, I am Prabhupada Brijbasi, give me money. Huh? You can sit here peacefully, chant, read, hear katha, do whatever you like, swim in the kund. This is your place. Huh? So you just come here and here, very peaceful. Not now, but after you stay here and you go back to Vrindavan, you'll feel like you came back to New York or something. You know? Here you can feel very peaceful. What is Braj? See the beauty of Braj, experience the peacefulness of Braj and real Braj Bhav. So now Artik is ready. The buses were late today, so I can't go. I'd like to go on and on and on. You'd like to go on and on listening.
Those are past times with the, how you got the place.
Hmm? I told them in the beginning, Baba came to me, and so then we accepted, yes, Baba, I'll take this place. And so we built this little temple a couple of years ago. On, now February, I think, will be second year on Brahadwarasi. So this Jal Mahal, water palace. There's no place to go. We had to build. I didn't want to move. I told you about where this, that seeing the sun. I didn't want to move from that place. So nothing else to go except over the water. So it became Water Palace. You see all the beautiful reflections playing on the carved flowers on the stone. So now we'll go for Artik. Hare Krishna. Sri Vrindadevi Maharani Ki. And also we want to welcome His Holiness Devamrita Swami, who I'm very happy. Hariyo! You see Devi Shakti over there? She's the Vartman of Pradaksha Guru. She picked his pocket and made him a devotee. She filled his arms with books. He had nowhere to, he couldn't, he said, she, the, it's in the pack pocket. And she pulled out the wallet and took all his money. And also we want to welcome His Holiness Subhag Maharaj.
Leo!
And our Sanak Sanatan from Pandharpur, President.
Leo!
And our Gaur Sundar Prabhu. Where's Gaur Sundar from?
Leicester.
Huh?
Leicester.
Leicester. Leicester.
Goranga Sundar.
Goranga Sundar. Excuse me. Goranga Sundar. All right. Hare Krishna. And all of you are welcome.